At an event celebrating the new hospitals, WellStar President and CEO Candace Saunders was decidedly vague about the network's plans to grow. Saunders didn't rule out the possibility of more mergers down the line.
Our board's direction is that we will continue to look at partnerships.
Or the possibility that WellStar could look to once again get back into the health insurance market with its own plan.
We will continue to look at all options. As you look around the country, we learn from each other.
Both avenues are major trends in healthcare right now, as hospitals look to keep their costs down and negotiate better deals with insurance companies, which are also consolidating. Limor Daphne is a professor at Northwestern University in Chicago. She's also the co-author of some new research that found when health systems expand to different markets in the same state, like in the WellStar deal, prices tend to go up.
The acquiring systems' prices go up by 6 to 10%. Which is not trivial.
Daphne says those are the sort of price bumps that tend to concern regulators like the Federal Trade Commission. She says healthcare observers have assumed prices go up with these kind of cross-market mergers, but her research puts a number on it. Saunders of WellStar says the health system will continue to make sure healthcare is affordable, but didn't elaborate. As for whether WellStar will attempt to roll out its own insurance plan, Daphne says WellStar's 11 hospitals make it big enough to consider that kind of venture. Still, last year, WellStar folded a Medicare Advantage plan it operated with another hospital system, Piedmont. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.